Right now, for your family, did it bring the family closer together? Your Spanish side and your Swiss side, are they trying to continue that connection that actually this documentary brought to them?
When I showed them the movie in Spain, for sure it was like, say hello to your father, and especially also the next generation, all my cousins. They didn't know about a lot of things. They just heard this negative about Switzerland, what happened there, and they felt very sorry, or an understanding also. And I think it's the basis for to meet in the future. And I think this is open, and it's now more because of health things. It's not like something that we planned already or something, because some people have health issues.
Yes.
But that the next generation, for example, the son of my brother, I just thought it was great to see for also the next generation. It revealed a lot of things that they didn't know. They could just kind of find a lot of answers. And I think this is the what is so important, why to deal with things and
Yes.
unfinished, unsorted family stories.
I think it's probably still difficult to bring the family. Maybe that next generation, they will connect, but at least you kind of created the clean slate for, the future generations, right?
Exactly. It is maybe more important for the next generation, because the adults, they were there, they experienced things as adult people. They could put things in order already because they were involved.
Yes.
And I think this happens a lot of in that the next generation that was not affected directly, for them, these questions are much more important. To be able to go on this path, because everyone wants to know what happened, or they maybe feel there's something not sorted out or something avoided, and so unsorted family stories they become even more important for the next generation if they are not sorted or avoided, and that's why I think this truth wants to come out, they it
Yes.
will find its way, and if you don't deal with it then for the next generation it is a problem or bothering, and they will go on this path. And I just kind of had the feeling that I could kind of stop this loop of open stories, open questions, sorry, not stories, yeah.
You got to know your mother as well through this, quite a lot through her diaries and so on. You had one picture of your mom, as you said, until the age of 10, but you got to know mother like a woman as well, and a really like a full person, mm-hmm. something that none of us sometimes know about our parents. We always see them in one dimension, but you managed to actually see your mom like in full. And so how do you think your mom would feel about this documentary? Because this is ultimately her story.
Yeah, I for sure think a lot about that, or have thought a lot about that, what she would think. And I'm sure she would be happy that I put a lot of things in order. I mean, that's what I hope and can imagine, because she had in this like psychotic phases. And also my father talks about this, that she remembered what she did in her psychotic schizophrenic moments. Mm-hmm. She did things that were not from her.
Yes.
And then she remembered it later and felt horrible about it. Or sometimes she was like ashamed, but sometimes she also said, oh my God, this is horrible, or this is crazy. Sometimes my father said they laughed about things, crazy things she did. So I think I put a lot of things in order to show that, yeah, she didn't mean a lot of things.
Yes.
And she said, it happens a lot to people with schizophrenia, but they, like the people that take care of them, they are the ones that put them in clinics, that give them medication, mm-hmm. that tell them that they're ill. And so in the phases when they're manic and feel good, or they say, oh, these people are the reason why I'm ill. And so my father became this monster kind of for her. And she knew, she felt horrible about this, because when she was out of this state, she was so happy that he is there for her and taking care of her. So I imagine that this is something that she would be very thankful that I can kind of put things in order.
Yes.
But I always had this dialogue with my mother. So in art, I always imagine that she's coming with me to on the tour and create. And she's always with me enjoying life and having fun. And yeah, that's something that we have the power to imagine and keep people alive in our memories and in our heart. So that's something that I always had, this dialogue with her.
That's why I said, like, I did feel like this is like homage to your mom in many ways. I could feel that connection that you have. So that's really beautiful.
One main thing that bothered me is that silence about my mother, or, you know, it could be like any person that commits suicide or has mental problems. Like their biography is lost, you know, it's like, yes, tabooed, and like they never existed. And for me, that was the painful thing, not the loss. You deal with it, you can accept it, you find a way. But that, you know, that her life and her existence was just like
not acknowledged in any way. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That you cannot like remember someone, and it's always connected with this horrible pain and this horrible suicide, which is horrible. But I really want to show the person behind this illness.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jackie Bruce. I'm a filmmaker, musician, artist, and you're listening to Gimme a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Gimme a Beat. I really hope that after hearing this interview, you actually understand why I was so impressed with this documentary. And I also hope that you love the music that I played from Jackie and her band, and that you will take a chance and basically go and check them out if they're playing in the city near you. From what I've seen, they're playing across Europe. So even for my European Gimme a Beaters, if you are listening to me right now and you like the Jackies, go and check them out. And the same goes for Sex Organ. I don't think they're touring that regularly, but still, I think it's worth checking them out. The songs from Sex Organ are quite funny and interesting and kind of connected with the name of the band. You will hear some of them later on, so you will know what I'm talking about. We are coming to the end of tonight's show. You know, time flies when you have fun and when you have such a great person to interview like I had when I was interviewing Jackie. I also really appreciate how genuine and open she was during an interview. And Torres during the Zurich Film Festival actually won several awards, and I hope that that will continue. But even if it doesn't, because after all, Jackie didn't create this documentary to win the awards. I still think and I hope that many people will see it and appreciate it through the reviews, interviews, and just expressing this on the social media. But considering the awards that it won, Los Torreras won Emerging Swiss Talent Award and Film Prize of the Churches of Zurich, which I thought was very interesting considering the movie covers the topic of person that committed suicide. So from that perspective, already in the beginning, this movie was already recognized by critics. And considering that it has been running in the cinema for a while, and I do hear and see from local people here that I know in Switzerland, great feedback and impressions, I'm expecting quite a lot. And I'm hoping that some of my international listeners or listeners outside of Switzerland will be able to see it as well.
As we were getting to the end of the interview and a little bit more music, as I said, this is my favorite time of the year. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and great start to a new year. I hope that you will have a really relaxed and beautiful time. And of course, I'm hoping that you will find time to also go to the cinema and catch Las Torreras and some other great movies that are currently playing. And with this, for tonight, I'm going to wish you good night. You were listening to Gimme a Beat with a focus on Las Torreras and Jackie Bruce. My name is Adija Baby Monster. This is Radio Laura. And until the next time.
So how much are the awards important for you? Do you think anything will change with getting these two awards now already on the start of showing the movie?
I mean, of course you want the movie to be seen and to have a good start. And I think, I mean, I'm really thinking for the production and for our, for the team. These awards are really, really helpful and mean a lot. So it's the first time I got a movie, an award like this, because I'm more working